Remember, supported 91.7 KXT, and today I'm happy to welcome the duo Illiterate Light into our studio. They have a self-titled album out now and a show tonight at Three Links in Dallas. Well, welcome to KXT, guys. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
So we've been playing your song Better Than I Used To on the station. We would love for you to start with that one today.
And this one's Better Than I Used To.
We have Illiterate Light performing in the KXT studio today before their show at Three Links in Dallas. So you guys released your debut album on Atlantic Records last year, but I know you guys have been playing together for a while. Can you kind of walk us through your history and how this project started?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Jeff, and this is Jake over here. And we became buddies in 2010. We're from a little town in Virginia called Harrisonburg. It's about 2 hours outside of D.C. in the Shenandoah Valley. And so we met in college and started a band while we were at school in James Madison University. And then our senior year, Jake decided to take this organic farming apprenticeship and kind of wheeled me into it as well. And so we kind of went from being buddies and playing music together and being in college together to now working on this farm together. And then we graduated, and through kind of a crazy, few months of working on this farm, we ended up coming to kind of manage it. And then we spent about 2 years both playing music and working on this farm together. At a certain point, we realized that we weren't really great farmers. You know, we were more passionate
about
it.
I'm curious how you realized that.
Well, you know, you stay up playing music till 3 a.m. and then you wake up at 4 a.m. to go harvest your lettuce. And
I like to think about one of our other friends had a similar farming job, and he wasn't the manager, but he was working under somebody, and we would go out and visit his farm, and they'd talk about you can't even sit down. Like, you have to, if you're harvesting, you've got to be on your knees. Like, they're really regimented and everything's beautiful. Jeff and I are just kind of like laying in the fields and like, it'd be fun if we tried something over here. And
we're figuring it out. You know, we didn't grow up necessarily farming or doing agriculture or with animals or anything. So there was a big learning curve for us. But it was a really awesome time. And it was a time where our friendship and creative relationship expanded just beyond music. And we were learning how to run a business together and how to, you know, deal with conflict together and how to actually literally feed one another, you know. And so it strengthened our connection in a profound way. Anyways, I'll fast forward a little bit. So we decided to leave the farm and start pursuing music full time. And the band that we were in broke up immediately. Aww. When that happened. So we spent a year kind of regrouping and just doing our own thing. And then in 2015 is when we started Illiterate Light. And really, we just decided to jump in my Subaru and tour as much as we possibly could.
It's the way to do it when you're starting out. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. You know, like what we do, and today's fun for us because you're getting to see it raw and stripped down and acoustic, but our show, you know, is really what we're passionate about. And I'm playing bass with my feet in the live show and playing electric guitar and singing. Jake's standing up and playing drums and singing and jumping around like crazy. And our show is really high energy. And so those first few years from 2015 to 2018, where we were just literally doing laps up and down the East Coast and through the Midwest, was when we started to find ourselves and feel comfortable going into a house show with 25, you know, punk rocker anarchists and like playing a great show and just connecting with people. And so that was the formative years of figuring out who we were, who we are, and what we're trying to sound like and what we're trying to say. And then the last 2 years have just been really, really incredible now that we've got some of these people believe in us, like you mentioned, Atlantic and our agents and people that are just kind of coming on board and saying like, yeah, you guys are weird as crap and I don't totally get everything, but we really dig this, so let's give it a go.
Yeah.
And so the last 2 years have been really fun because we get to play bigger stages now and, you know, come do things like this.
Yeah, well, we are looking forward to the show tonight. And just listening to your record, it does have a very big, full sound. So that's cool to see that you guys are able to pull that off live with just two people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's been a big thing for us because there's been other duos that we have looked up to and love. And obviously the Black Keys and the White Stripes are huge for us. But we really wanted to keep the low end and keep the bass and keep just that sort of guttural bottom end energy. So the foot bass thing is kind of funny. Most people probably don't totally get what I mean by when I say that. But it's like a big keyboard, like off an old organ. And I'm literally playing that while we're doing the live show. And so it's all happening live. There's no backing tracks. It's all very organic. And there's still just this live energy to what we're doing. And we're trying to capture that on our records as well.
Yeah. Well, there's two. When I first heard the record, there was two bands that immediately came to mind for me. Would you say the White?
Let me guess. Bee Gees and Sarah McLachlan.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Actually, well, I mean, you said Black Keys and White Stripes were huge influences on you. Are those pretty much your biggest influences? I'm curious because I'm curious to see if you say the bands that I have in mind.
Yeah, not really. I certainly grew up loving both of those bands. Actually, Jeff, when Jeff and I first met, Jeff knew the Raconteurs, Jack White's band, after that, but he really didn't know much about the White Stripes. And I kind of grew up a diehard White Stripes fan. And when we decided to be a duo, it was sort of like they already have done this so well. We're gonna try to take our own approach to it, and in a lot of ways, we a band that kind of inspired like how we approached the duo was actually the Flaming Lips, because we just heard some interviews and some stories about them starting out as like a 4-piece band, and then their guitarist passed away tragically, and as a band they decided like, well, let's, he was an irreplaceable member, let's move forward and just do anything we want and be completely creative and don't think how to do it, don't think how to make the sound on stage, but just create this thing and then follow up and figure it out. So we kind of took that approach of like, well, let's just do exactly what we want and see what's around to make the sounds we want to make.
I love that. So we took
that perspective in a way.
Yeah.
So those guys, so Black Keys and White Stripes are incredible. And like Jake said, they've done it so well. But, you know, I'm a diehard My Morning Jacket fan.
I love them too. Yeah. I hear a little bit of that in your music.
Yeah. And so taking some of that sort of big, you know, almost epic sound and trying to figure out, can we do that with just the two of us? That's a little bit of where our heads are at. So who are the two?
Okay, so the two bands that I heard, Band of Horses a little bit.
Totally.
And Dr. Dog. You know Dr. Dog?
Yeah.
Just a little bit on each of those. But all great bands that you mentioned. So very cool. Well, you talked about your years touring, which obviously you're still doing. Just a little bit of info that I came across that I found very interesting is that you spent a little bit of time touring on bicycle. You're very environmentally conscious, and you decided to do that. And the first thing that came to mind was, how in the world do they do that with all their gear?
Well, and at that time, so we spent about three or four summers between 2011 through 2015, each summer for about 3 weeks. We'd go out and tour on bike. And it wasn't an electric set. It was an acoustic set, acoustic guitar, and like a djembe or a floor tom. And, it was a bunch of people. It was a handful of bands, probably 15 or 20 of us from our little town. And, we're touring primarily through Virginia and the Mid-Atlantic. And we would go from Harrisonburg to little towns like Stanton and then do Charlottesville and Richmond and... 1 year we ended in Baltimore, so that's a pretty good hike from Harrisonburg, about 200 miles. And then 1 year we made it all the way down to Asheville, and so we definitely covered some ground, but it's so different. You know, you jump in your car from our town and you're in Asheville in 4.5 hours on bike. It's a two-week, three-week trip, and you're playing shows every night. And, it was, if I could just paint the picture, there's 15 or 20 people, and we've all got these bicycle trailers behind us. And we're taking primarily back roads, but every now and then somebody would screw us up on routing and we'd end up on like a 60-mile, road and just like fearing for our lives. But anyways, we're all carrying these bike trailers and we've got our gear and peanut butter and tents and, camping equipment and stuff like that. And then we'd also carry a bicycle-powered generator with us. And so the way that would work is that we'd get to a gig and we'd set up the bicycle power generator and a tandem bicycle. And so two people from the audience would sit on the tandem bicycle, power the generator, and that would actually power the PA that we were singing through. And so the show was people-powered. It was powered by the audience.
Wow, how cool.
Of course, the caveat being that generator was a very early design and was actually loud as crap. And so we'd be playing the show and in the background you're just like, nah. It was like, keep on pedaling, people. Mm-hmm. But the cool update there is that we've recently connected with this company out of Oakland called Rock the Bike. And they're really passionate about this sort of thing. They make super awesome bike-powered generators that don't make that annoying noise.
Oh, cool.
And
so are you going to be touring again?
We're hoping to. We just visited them and have started a great relationship with them. And it would obviously be a different approach and a different, kind of energy than the way we're doing it right now. But we're trying to work it in and we've got some cool ideas. So 2020, we're going to start reintegrating some of that.
Well, we are loving the stripped down sound we're getting from you guys today. And I'd love to hear another song. Which one are you going to play for us?
Let's do it. The song is called Sometimes Love Takes So Long.
What in the world happened to you and me? used to be red like strawberry bread. Simple and sweet, and babe, we both got fed. But now I'm spitting sugar, lonely and in my head. Here's my heart to write on. Every word is bitter sweet. Your therapist and my shaky knees, they knock together desperately. We made a promise, one that we can't keep. I was too young to understand. Now I'm too old to give a damn. What in the world happened to you and me, and me, and me? My heart to write on. Every word is bitter sweet. Sometimes love takes so long. Come on, sweet tooth, stay strong. Circle back to you and
have Illiterate Light in our KXT studio today. They have a debut self-titled album out now and a show tonight at Three Links in Dallas. Big thanks to Jason Writings for sponsoring our live session today. And Jeff and Jake, thank you so much for coming in.
All right.
You're listening to 91.7 KXT.